is a warning. Pray to the one you're relying. I've been wandering all day. I tried to be fine, but I can't be. The noise in my mind wouldn't leave me. I tried to get by, but I'm burning. And behind my mind, it runs. All these thoughts I'm troubling. Fighting to give up my pain. Fighting to be on my lane. My mind running to the other side. When it's time to leave my life, then it tries to take me out. Tell you what I need, right? Yeah. Cannot mix. One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Mind with this system, we cannot pray. I need to find relief. But behind my mind, it runs. All these thoughts I've traveled in. Fighting to give up my pain. Fighting to be on my lane. My mind running to the
I really need Vanessa.
I learned to put my phone on mute, so I wasn't singing into the phone, but I was singing.
Vanessa. welcome to day four of the prayer trek, where thousands and thousands of Black women and hundreds of churches are gathered, walking together, talking together, praying together for complete and utter deliverance and joy and love and peace and all of the fruit of the Spirit. We are walking for 9 days. My name is Morgan. That's my girl, Vanessa. And that song you heard, listen, if you're listening live, we jamming right now to Tames, which is Free Mind. If you are not listening live, just stop the recording and play Tames, because I'm telling you, that beat is surgical. It's surgical, Vanessa. Listen,
look, if you're listening live over these 9 days, you still getting the music, because we left it in, but we're going to switch, circle the block and take it back out after these 9 days. But for right now, everybody who downloaded is getting this music, because praise be to God, we need it. We need it. Sorry, we need it.
How are you doing this morning? Let me read this scripture before I get in trouble with the saints. Hold on 1 second. Let me read this scripture. So today's scripture is based in Romans, or today's fruit of the Spirit. We are talking about long-suffering. There's a lot of words for it. Sometimes people talk about it and use patience. Sometimes people talk about it and use forbearance. And we're going to talk about all three. But the scripture comes out of Romans 5:2-4. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Vanessa, the soundtrack of this scripture is Tames Free Mind. That's all I'm trying to tell you. She is suffering. That woman's voice is suffering, but she got so much soul and so much resilience. And it's why, if you guys, listen, a lot of the saints on here, play it loud and all your kids are going to be like, let me find out you know about Tames from Nigeria, because she won Artist of the Year, Global Artist of the Year, I think with the Grammys last year, and it shocked everybody. And her speech was so beautiful about how she came out of the streets of Nigeria and like never and always imagined actually that she had this kind of power in her voice, but that it resonated. And I remember being
And can I say
a,
she's a yes. She has a new album out, and in the album art, she's on water in this beautiful dress, right? And somebody commented on it and they were like, oh, like she was really channeling Oshun or something like that. And she said, no, I was really channeling that I believe that Christ's presence is transforming me. And just like he walked on water, I'm calling it in. And I was, yeah, it was powerful that she just was speaking in that way. I felt like on her platform in a way that people don't usually do, and that she went to correct the record in that way.
Whoa. I remember when that coffee song came out, Toast, it was like the hit two or three summers ago, you were like, but have you read the lyrics? You was like, that's a gospel song. You was like, that's a gospel song. You was like, she is. And I was like, you know, it's in patois. So I was like, I'm trying to understand, copy what you're saying, but it is such a positive and beautiful song. And I just love people who can speak love across, like who can yoke themselves to our great connectivity without the need of having some dogma that separates us, or even religion sometimes that separates us. I'm just grateful for people like Coffee. But I remember what you said, and I was like, let me just look at these lyrics to free mind. Okay, so you know her voice be going, But she said, I said, 5 a.m, I wake up to fight for my earnings. The fear in my mind is a warning, praying to the one you rely in. I've been wondering all day, trying to be fine, but I can't be. The noise in my mind won't leave, and I'm trying to get by, but I'm burning. And behind my mind, it runs. All these thoughts have troubled me, fighting to give up my pain, fighting to give up to stay in my lane. My mind turning on the other side. When it's time to leave this my life, then it tries to take me out. Tell you what I need right here. I really need time now. I really need to free my mind now. And then she says, oh, this is the best part. Then she say, this is the peace that you cannot buy. Send me a love that you cannot mix. One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Find in a way that you cannot see. Man will decease, but if he cannot pray, I need to find release. Woo, girl, I was just like, this is
And I'm going to just let you know, it wasn't a promo to Girl Trek, but it kind of was, because really all she asked for was time, and how you get that time, 30 minutes a day, y'all, walk in there so you can free your mind. I'm just letting you know. She's like, I really need time. We all need time. And that's why over 10 years ago when we launched this movement, we said, what do Black women need? And we said, they need time. And we said, we need to give Black women the permission to say that no matter what the day might bring you, you must find at least 30 minutes a day for radical self-care. We've broken it down even further this year to say, if you can't find a whole 30-minute block, get you 15 in and 15 out in the morning, the afternoon, however you get it, y'all, you need time to free your mind.
You do. Forget about them miles. Forget about them pace and them trackers. Mm-hmm. Literally open up your door, walk 15 minutes in any direction, 15 out. It's going to transform you. It's going to transform you. So thank you for that, V. Speaking of Girl Trek, our chief of staff, shout out to Ayana. I talked to her yesterday. Mm-hmm. She was like, she said, you know, she was like, I ain't telling her business, but she was like, you know, I'll be knowing all about the Bible like this. She was like, I'm trying to listen to these prayer tracks. And she was like, well, my husband be knowing it. I looked at the 9 fruit of the spirit and I was like, long suffering, why is that a fruit? It's like, perfect. Thank you for that leading. It's kind of a bitter fruit, but it's a necessary one. I'm gonna tell y'all, you can't practice no other fruit of the spirit. You cannot practice love unless you can hold pain. You cannot practice joy unless you can withstand and forbear the pressures of life. And how you hold, Vanessa, how you hold pressure is a divine and utter gift and fruit of the spirit. I'm going to tell y'all something. If you ain't had pressure that nearly broke you, then you are privileged. You are privileged. But I'm going to tell you, 80, 90, 97, 99% of the women on this call, the fact that you have survived, if you think about what your mama done been through, what her mama done been through, what her mama done been through, from the Jim Crow South to the Middle Passage to the desegregation of schools to you right now just trying to make a way out of no way. And that ain't everybody. I'm going to tell you something right now. It wasn't even me, Vanessa. I used to have, what's the difference?
It ain't everybody yet. It's going to be everybody at some point. That's the mathematics of the universe in this beautiful journey called life.
Life is pressure. Standing on the planet is gravity. It is pressure. The Buddha
it
says
also
life
perfects
is suffering.
You, Morgan. Like, I didn't believe.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes, you say it. Because I have experienced it.
Tell me how it done perfected you, Vanessa. And I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking, too, because I agree with you.
Well, first of all, I actually want to pause because what you're saying is powerful. I think women are moving. I want to give the phone number for women who need to text a live prayer request, y'all, because we pray over every prayer request. It's 202-930-2063. If you just got a prayer request, 202-930-2063. And look, Morgan, first of all, I want to thank everybody for the outpouring of love around the email that I shared on Monday. And I've been through many other situations in my life, y'all. They just come. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes there's mountains, sometimes there are valleys. But every single time I come out of one, I feel like, my God, how was I moving through the world before without the knowledge that I have now? My God, how did I even not even understand the connection that I have now? My God, look at the growth. Like, my God, look at the strength. My God, look at the understanding that has broken open in me. My God, look at how much more compassionate I can be to others. My God, look at how much more love I have. Like, it is like a total transformation on the other side of that fire when they say that the phoenix comes up, and yet you have to be able to endure to get to the other side. It is like, and I hardly know a good thing in this world, by the way, that at some point in time won't require you to stand in some sort of uncomfortableness to trust that the thing that you want, that you called in, that you believe, that is so faithful that we go to church every day, still exists. It is the faith of the things unseen. That is what faith is exactly. And you can't just say, I don't see it, I don't feel it, I can't experience in this moment, it must not be, and give up. So to me, long suffering is that you are standing on it like 10 toes down, standing on what you believe, regardless of if you can touch it, feel it, see it, breathe it, because you know it is really there. And you said middle passage, Morgan, and I want to tell you that those people who close their eyes and breathe through those tiny holes, and who still endured and who held tight to each other's bodies, they were believing and seeing us. Generations and generations and generations, they believed in us. And when I watched a special last night on the Native Americans and the buffaloes, and even this Native American woman said, we have an obligation on this planet to live seven generations forward for those generations. We have an obligation. So even that requires some long suffering to say that even the good works that we do here in Girl Trek, we may not reap all of them right here today to see, but we know in fact that every single time we plant our feet, every single day we get up, that seven generations from now, our children will be blessed. To me, that's long suffering.
Well, go ahead and hang up the phone, y'all, because I'm telling you, that's it, Vanessa, that's it. And I'm so grateful that you have the experience to point to, and I'm so grateful that I have the experience to point to. And this year in particular, y'all, you don't even, if you could just even peel back the layers, I'm grateful for your story on Monday, the layers of what me and Vanessa as friends have been through in our individual journeys. It has been the hardest year of my life, and I know it has been the hardest year of her life, and maybe it hasn't even been the hardest year of our life. That's the whole thing.
Now when you put it on the points board, you just kind of like, but 86 almost kind of got me. And also 2004 was kind of there. Like, I'm just saying, there's some years. Like, I mean, that quote, Zora Neale Hurston, we have talked about her so much, I feel like, this year, but that quote where she says that there are some years that ask questions and some years that answers, I promise I never understood it until this year. And there are some years where all you can do is lay on the floor and ask the questions over and over and over again. And there are some years where the synchronicities and the blessings and the miracles and everything will just be so at your fingertip that it's like answer after answer after answer, but you got to have both seasons.
Yes, you do. You know, Jerry sent me a video the other day, and it was of this ball rolling, and it was two lanes, and one ball just had a smooth roll, right? And the other ball had ups and downs, like mountains and valleys. And the momentum from going down bounced it back up and then created momentum. Yeah. So the ball with the ups and downs went further and faster. And I'm telling you, you are being perfected. In your valley, you are being perfected and chiseled, and your strength and the way you breathe and the how you hold the fire is the, I'm telling you, that is what's going to make you an overcomer. So you need to praise in these valleys, praise in the darkness. In the fire, you need to be worshiping and praising, knowing that the mountaintop is coming, knowing that the momentum of your down is going to be up. And so I, when you were just talking about the middle passage, when I was looking at forbearance, we've been doing the prayer track for many years. And I remember one time we talked about forbearance, or we talked about patience, mm-hmm. and we read Sonia Sanchez's poem. I'm going to read it right now. And then we're going to go into a quick meditation. We're going to bring in our guests. We're not going to open alliance today because we're not going to amplify suffering today. But what we're going to do is we're going to ground down the way Vanessa talked about, with all 10 of your toes and stand tall. You know, I've been thinking about, Vanessa, you've been getting into yoga lately. I've been proud of you. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking mm-hmm. about it, and how you yoke to your, how you yoke to your, to life, to energy, to pain, to strength. My yoga teacher used to say that true power comes from your ability to be hard and soft, to be strong, but also to be gentle. And so if anybody has ever practiced yoga out there, it's not comfortable. Yoga's not comfortable. It's not even pleasant, but it's how do you catch your breath in the contortions of life? How do you hold the fire in your belly even when you're upside down? How do you continue to be the person that you are and cultivate ease in the twists and turns? And so that's what the practice of yoga is. And you don't got to be on the mat to
do it. Morgan, I just saw some sort of the doctors who know about muscles. I don't know that doctor's name, but those doctors who know about muscles were talking about yoga. And also they were saying, you know, there's a bigger movement now actually around restorative yoga. It was a mm-hmm. a special on it. It was saying that people are moving into it more. And they were saying one of the reasons why it's so good is because it takes actually about 2 minutes for your muscles to actually breathe into the oxygen to like get it where they actually go into the deep release. It takes about that long. And so they were saying like actually that practice of holding your poses for longer and sinking into them, you need it, because just like long suffering, you kind of got to get over that first initial thing to get into that deep relax that you can experience.
And I'm going to tell you what you're not going to do through suffering. You're not going to muscle your way through. You're not going to muscle your way through. Just like in yoga, you're not going to. Oh, yes, I know you did. I did too, girl. I tried to control and grab and patrol and clench down. And, you know, like my mama told me, and you better not call back. Girl, I didn't try to muscle my way through until I had to let go and let God. I had to let go and let God and understand that suffering is a part of life. And how do I want to suffer? Who do I want to be? Can I love and suffer at the same time? Can I be joyful and suffer at the same time? Can I be a good person while I'm suffering? Can I practice goodness and gentleness? Can I be disciplined in my suffering? You cannot do the other fruit of the spirit if you do not master patience and long suffering. If you cannot bear the weight, if you cannot forbear, you cannot practice the other fruit of the spirit. It is an essential fruit. And I want to say, I don't know if you can do it by yourself. So whether you call that being in the zone, catching your breath, Yahweh, Holy Spirit, whatever you call it, enlightenment, there's some pressure that's too big for your low body out there, y'all. There's some pressure that's too big for your discrete little concrete mind. There's some joy that passes your understanding and you can't even access it without really getting yoked to what is better, what is bigger, what is radically connected to everything around you. If you're a yogi, you call that breath. If you are, I was going to say the Sanskrit word, it floss on y'all, but I can't even remember the name of it. I'm saying you have to, and for me, who grew up Christian, I call it the Holy Spirit. What does it feel like for you, Vanessa, when the Holy Spirit is just holding you?
That's a really good question. Let me see. It feels like breath through my body and me tapped into it and me meditating on each part of my body to know where it is and me inhaling it and feeling the tickle of the air as it actually enters my nostrils and me exhaling it and feeling the tickle of the air as it lands on the top of my lips. And it feels like the knowing that it has to be connected to something bigger. Actually, I've been doing this in meditation. If you just even stop and ask yourself, where right now is the air hitting your skin? Where are you in contact with it? That is it, Morgan. That is it.
It is.
Like I said,
it is what is greater than you. It is. For me, it feels like a vibration. It feels like a vibration in my ears, a shaking in my feet,
like my skin is literally humming and vibrating and getting bigger and brighter. It feels like my tongue is shaking. It feels like I am bigger than I could ever possibly be and smaller than I could ever possibly see and more porous, but also more solid, more upright, but also more humbled. It feels expansive and retractive, the inhale and the exhale. And it just feels like it ain't about me no more. It feels like I can do this because I can do all things. Do you understand what I mean? And so I'm going to read this. There's the poet laureate, I mean, incredible poet of the Black Arts Movement during Malcolm X's time in Harlem. And then she moved to Philadelphia. And she has been such a mentor to Vanessa and I and such a supporter of the movement. And we pray for her health. Sonia Sanchez, she's all with Nikki Giovanni and Angela Davis and all of them. They were all peers, or they are all peers. And she wrote this poem a long time ago called Catch the Fire. It goes like this. Sometimes I wonder what to say to you now in the soft afternoon air as you hold us in a single death. I say, where is your fire? I say, where is your fire? You got to find it and pass it on. You got to find it and pass it on. From you to me, from me to her, from her to him, from the son to the father, from the brother to the sister, from the daughter to the mother, from the mother to the child. Happy birthday, mom. Today is my mom's birthday, y'all. Where is your fire? I say, where is your fire? Can't you smell it coming out of the past? The fire of living and not dying. The fire of loving and not killing. The fire of blackness, not gangster shadows. Where is our beautiful fire that gave light to the world? The fire of pyramids, the fire that burned holes through slave ships and made us breathe. The fire that made guts and turned them into chitlins, the fire that took rhythms and made jazz, the fire of sit-ins and marches that made us jump boundaries and barriers, the fire that took street talk and made righteous rap. Where is your fire? The torch of life full of Nzinga and Nat Turner and Garvey and Du Bois and Fannie Lou Hamer and Martin and Malcolm and Mandela. Sister, sister, brother, brother, come, come, catch your fire, don't kill. Hold your fire, don't kill. Learn your fire, don't kill. Be the fire, don't kill. And catch the fire and burn with eyes that see our souls walking, singing, building, laughing, learning, loving, teaching, being. Hey, brother, brother, sister, sister, here is my hand. Catch the fire and live, 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 live. Y'all, there's somebody out there right now. I know it because on any given day, it's me. On any given day, it's Vanessa, who literally is on her back. I encourage you to open your front door and walk out with us. We're going to do a quick meditation for 10 minutes, and then we're going to invite our guests on, and we're going to close out in prayer. That is going to be the next 20 or so minutes of our time. Whew, y'all. Some of y'all have not felt chosen. Some of y'all have not felt loved or supported or protected. Some of y'all don't know how you're going to make ends meet. Some of y'all's bodies are hurting, are weak, are in pain. Some of your minds are hurting. Some of your spirits are hurting. There is suffering. Some of you don't know what to do, cannot even watch one more minute of the news because your heart is broken. There is suffering. And so there have been so many scholars over the years who have talked about this fruit of the spirit, and some of them have talked about it in terms of the ability to suffer long. And so for the first walking meditation, and it's only 3 minutes, all of you across the country who are walking, I want you to think about the thing that has brought you suffering, or maybe your girlfriend suffering, or maybe your mother suffering, or your sister suffering. Hold that thing And then I want you to suffer long, and I want you to, if you can run, run. If you can jump, jump. If you can tap, tap. Just like you tap your weave, do somatic tapping all over your body. I want you to do something vigorous, because I want you to learn to suffer long and have endurance. So if you can run, start jogging now. Let's turn on this music. You got 3 minutes to hold this and suffer long. If you know how to run, run. If you know how to run fast, run fast. If you know how to jump, jump. If you're in your kitchen, just jump for 3 minutes. Let's play this music. It's 3 minutes. See if you can suffer long. Let's go.
Lord, I'll keep running to you. Sometimes I'll get weary, but I know that you're pulling me through. When I think that it's ending, my heart will depend on the truth. Yes, I'm working hard to follow you. Yes, I'm working hard to follow you. Anybody working hard to follow?
I'm working hard to follow.
Come on, I just need you to say, come on, I'll keep running towards the Lord. Say,
I'll keep running.
Yes, I will.
I'll keep running to you.
No matter what comes my way, I will, Lord.
I'll keep running.
Yeah.
I'll keep running to you.
Come hell or high water, God, I'll be chasing after you.
I'll keep running.
Oh my God, oh, I'm working hard.
I'm working hard to follow you.
Come on, say it like you believe it, yeah.
I'm working hard to follow you.
Come on, if you're running hard after the Lord, don't look left or don't look right. Just run, run. Put your head down and run after God with all of your might. Come on, make a declaration with us on today that you're gonna run. That you know what, no matter what comes your way, just say yes.
Yes, I will.
I'll keep running.
I'll keep running.
No matter what.
Yes, I will.
I'll keep running.
I'll keep running.
I got my running shoes.
Yes, I will.
Lord,
I'll keep running.
No matter what.
Yes,
comes
I will.
My way, Lord.
That was just 3 minutes, and I know there's some breakthroughs out there. Sometimes we just got to move our bodies, y'all. Sometimes we got to just move our bodies. Oh, God. All right. Thank you. Sometimes we just got to move our bodies. Sometimes we just got to keep going, keep going, keep going. Sometimes we have to suffer long. We just got to keep going, y'all. There's some of y'all out there who just put one foot in front of the other and keep going. Just keep going and get it out of your body. Just keep going. And then sometimes we got to stand still and we got to bear. Sometimes we got to find a posture that is of praise. Sometimes we got to just plant our feet and stand strong and open our arms to mountain pose. And so as you rest, I want you to stand strong for 1 minute here and just plead for the help that you need. Here we go.
I'm crying, Savior. Savior, hear my heart.
humble cry. Why on others thou art calling? Do not pass me by.
Come on, if you're crying, tell them.
I'm crying.
Come on, tell them tonight.
That is forbearance, y'all. That is how you just bear down and grit sometimes and just ask somebody to help us, right? Whoever you call God, however you call God, that you know that you can't do it alone. And then the last interpretation of this fruit of the Spirit is patience. And patience is more active and more spiritual. And the way that it feels to me is like Tames on her album cover. It is a release. It is a flow. It is an understanding that there are sharks in the water, but you are filled, floating all above it all. And so what I want you to do is walk, your pace. And I want you to feel the air on your skin, as Vanessa told us to. I want you to feel the earth under your feet, as Thich Nhat Hanh told us to. And I want you to understand that you are being held. Understand that there is water that is alive around you that can fill you up. And whatever your spiritual belief is, you are not alone, and you have everything you need. You have enough to be able to float above this particular struggle. You have what you need. So for the last 2 minutes of this meditation, we're going to walk at our own pace, and then we will close out. Vanessa will introduce our prayer warrior for the day. Thank you.
Into the Holy of Holies I go, just to commune with you. When we gather, nothing else matters, if I can just get through. Everything that I need is in you. You're all I need to know. And even though my soul is thirsty, you are the God of the overflow.
Your presence is water.
I need your presence.
Your presence is water.
So come fill me.
Come fill me.
Then fill me.
Then fill me again.
Just need to commune
you. With you.
When we get, yes,
nothing else matters.
If I can just get through to you,
everything
I need is in you, Jesus.
Vanessa?
Woo. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah.
It's time to pray, sister. It's time to pray.
All right, we are going to bring in our guest for today, and I'm super excited about having this sister on. Her name is Candace Bimbau. She's a public theologian and the author of, and I love the title of her book, by the way, Red Lip Theology for Church Girls Who Consider Tithing to the Beauty Supply Store When Sunday Morning Isn't Enough. She's also the founder and the editor-in-chief of 31, a media platform at the intersection of faith, lifestyle, and culture. She's a proud North Carolinian. I follow her on Instagram, and I will say that she is a speaker of truth, a brave and courageous Black girl, and somebody who is publicly holding space for all of us by using her life as an example. So are you there, Candace?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sister. How are you?
I am full. I am, whew.
Praise God.
I am full, but really, really grateful. Really grateful to be with you all this morning. Really grateful for Girl Trek, because it has saved my life many a day. And I thank y'all for that. So I'm just really, really grateful to be here.
Candace, before you offer the prayer for the movement, I'm wondering, just as a reflection from today's conversation around long suffering, and I especially want to ask you about long suffering because on your Instagram platform in particular, like, you've talked about everybody from like how we need to practice less judgment and more grace for Jada and Will. You've talked about how we need to just have less judgment of ourselves, and also at the same time ask more questions, I think, of the theology and the scriptures and the word around us. And I'm just wondering if you have a reflection on long suffering for the women.
You know, it's really interesting, because as I was sitting here listening to you you both, I thought about the fact that life, all of the things that I have been through, have taught me that waiting is inevitable. Mm-hmm. But how I wait reflects, one, my integrity, and two, intentionality, right? Like, there are some things that are going to happen that we cannot control. There are going to be some things that are delayed that we may want that are out of our control. How I respond in the moment that I am either waiting for the thing to come, or I am waiting for the emotion to pass through me about how I feel about it not being here, says so much about who I want to be. And I think that if we tap, the ways that we tap into patience, the ways that we allow ourselves to endure, and that doesn't mean that we dismiss the ways that pain and suffering and longing can hurt, right? And can be uncomfortable. That doesn't mean that we dismiss it, but what it does mean is that we welcome the ways that, one, they transform us, right? So there have been so many times in my life where something has happened that has really left me undone, that has made me question why, that's made me question, how did I get here? How did I end up here again? What step could I have taken to be, to take a different direction? And the truth is that while Monday morning quarterbacking, people do it all the time, that's really not helpful. What I found to be helpful for me is, what is this moment teaching me about myself? Who can I be coming out of this moment? And the truth is, it means that I might be a more empathetic person. It may mean that there's somebody who I might come in contact with tomorrow or days or weeks later that may be going through the same thing, and they're going to need to hear, be a little bit easier on yourself. Have more grace for you. They're going to need a space, a safe space where they can be undone. And what better place to find that in a sister who's journeyed and who's been through it? So for me, patience has always been the most perfecting act of God's will in my life, because I don't have no choice, right? Like I can't.
That's right. What's the alternative?
You know what I'm saying? Like I remember praying like a year ago, there was something I was praying for, and it was not happening the way that I wanted it to. And in my prayer, I just started laughing. And I was like, well, God, it ain't like I can come up there and tell you to hurry it up. So let me figure out what I need to do in this moment. And so waiting, being patient, enduring something has taught me so much about who I want to be. So one of the things that I wanted to encourage sisters as they're going through these 9 days, as they are focusing today around long suffering and patience, is to just pray and ask God to help you, or whatever higher power you believe in, to give you the strength to ask yourself, who do I want to be, one, in this moment, and when I come out of this moment? Because when you mm-hmm. ask those questions, you reshape what you think about the time between when you ask for something and when the answer comes, right? So, like, mm-hmm. I have always loved that Zora Neale Hurston quote, because the truth is, yes, there are years that ask the questions and there are years that answer. And the truth is also is that we live life in between those years, right?
That's right.
So yeah. Who do you want to be as you're living, right? Who do you want to be in the days and the years between I asked it and now I got the answer? That's where our posture and our intention needs to be set.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that word today. And
Ooh,
thank you for, yes, it was a whole
Listen.
Word.
We're talking about up at wings like an eagle, starting to wait on them.
You got to.
Yeah, you really do. Well, look, we don't have to wait longer for this prayer, but before we pray, I do want to announce every day we are investing in a church health ministry across the country, crews who are walking and representing their churches. And actually, today we got our first international church. So I'm going to announce today's winner. And then Candace, if you would do us the absolute honor of just praying. There are women in every part of the globe who are walking and listening right now, and we just want to cover them. So I'm going to announce the winner and then you can pray. Our winner is Grant AME Church, and the crew leader is Samantha Carter, and they are in Toronto, Canada. So shout out to Grant AME Church in Toronto, Canada, and Samantha Carter is the crew leader, y'all. We will be following up with you to give you your ducats, and we just thank God for the resources to be able to do this work. We thank God for the resources to be able to show up and care for our families and still care for the million women. We thank God for the resources that flow from us to others, and that those resources may bless them. God, we just thank you. And in this world where everybody keeps saying that there's a space of lack, we just believe in abundance, and we call in abundance in every area of life. So shout out to Grant AME Church in Toronto and Samantha Carter. And Candace, if you would offer us a prayer.
Thank you. Let's pray. Great God, we thank you for today, a day that we have not seen, and a day that somewhere some sister believed that she would not see. Thank you for allowing the sun to rise and shine on all of our faces, because it is reflective of the new grace and the new mercy and the love that you have for us. God, we thank you for the ability to move our limbs. We thank you for the ability to walk. We thank you for the ability to move our hands. We do not take these things for granted. We do not take them lightly. And as we refuse to take them lightly, we give those activities up to you. God, let every step that we take be for your glory. Let every move that we make, every handshake, every wave, every smile lead someone closer to light and life. God, we ask that every sister, every person who is enduring something, who is going through a storm, who is experiencing lack or want or desire or longing, God, we ask that you would shoulder them up with your strength and your peace. Let them know that even in this moment, you are still working. Even in the moment of doubt and confusion, you are still present. You are active. You are strong. You are certain and you are sure. And we can lean on you. God, we just ask that every place where patience may seem to wonder and to waver, shore it up with the confidence that if we wait, if we continue to wait, if we continue to hold and lean into you, you will renew strength. Every moment that we need new strength, you will renew it. Everything that we need, we have in you. We give you this day, a day that we are already expecting to be in awe of who you are. Send a miracle that makes us smile, that reminds us that this life is worth living and the joy that is to come is worth waiting for. We send the petitions of our hearts and the petitions of the hearts of our loved ones and our sisters up to you, and we count everything answered and done. It is in the name of your Son and all of the names that we call holy that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Y'all, we will see you back here for day 5 tomorrow. Be well. Be blessed.